At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
SAP Center at San Jose is the place, and a rather familiar opponent coming to town from last week. It's the Sharks and the Dallas Stars. Drew, I thought that the Sharks played really well in Dallas, and you were commenting to me earlier before we started the recording that this was one of their best games in maybe 3 or 4 weeks. What did you think?
I thought from top to bottom, there wasn't much drop off. In fact, I had any drop off. I thought the guys were engaged, almost like they had just decided, okay, we need to be better. We need to be better in what we can be better at. And what they can all be better at is skating, hustling to position, hustling to check, taking the puck behind their defense, playing in their defense offensive zone. They did a lot of things that when you look at the way you need to play and when you're looking for an identity, the identity has to be something that every guy can do. And they did that. Certainly the performance by Magnus Crona helped boost their confidence and give them some energy. I thought Magnus was outstanding, as we all did. But overall, it was just a decided effort that we need to play better in order to be against a team where I think they really respect in the Dallas Stars and how good they were. I think it didn't scare them, but it made them uber focused on we need to do what we can do in order to win this game. And when they got that first goal, they got the momentum going.
It's really interesting because I think the carryover to the next night in Minnesota was another big part of the weekend in that, yeah, they had their legs were a little bit flat to start the game, but as the game went on, they basically went out there and played a good, strong 5-on-5 game. And it was almost as if they were saying everything you were saying. They were saying, you know what? We're not going to get outworked here. Maybe we don't have all of our skills at our disposal today, but we're going to do the best we can. And they made it a hockey game. And, you know, it came down to the third period again against Minnesota. And realistically, if they score a power play goal, you know, that's going to change things. But you have to be who you are.
They were... I like the fact that they stayed with it. They didn't give up on it. I like the fact that they made sure that they were going to play this that weekend as best they could. You're right. They didn't start off great. And you're going to have games where you're not going to start off great. You're going to have games where you start out great and then you sag. But they stayed with it. And they didn't look for the excuse of, we traveled last night and, we didn't get off to the start we wanted. And even though they scored again first. Williams out, he's our best offensive guy, blah, blah, blah. They didn't lean on any of that. And that's why this past weekend, it's not something that we do in the National Hockey League. It's not something I think you should do in professional sports as far as take moral victories. But what you have to do, especially if you're coaching or on this team, in that room, you have to recognize that you did some good things. You have to applaud. If you're a coach, you got to applaud the guys on, hey, I asked for effort and energy, and I got it. I asked for you to be attentive on certain details, and you did it. We asked for your best performance and what you could do for our team. We asked you to give it, and you did. So I think it's not taking a moral victory. It's recognizing that their level of play went up, and they worked to try to get the wins probably better than we've seen in the last month. Well, I know February is February, but since the start of the year, as I said, it's one of their best games.
I'd agree with that. You know, it's kind of interesting. We talk about the concept of moral victories. There's no moral victory inside the dressing room, zero in the NHL. Your job is to try to win. Your job is to win. When you don't win, you don't feel good about it, but you do take stock in some of the things that you did well to try to get your next game out, which is tonight against the Dallas Stars, and to make sure that you do the things you did wrong a little bit better. But there is a kind of a moral victory inside the general manager's office process in a certain sense when you look at the where the team is progressing in your building process. And, you know, we're getting close to the trade deadline, Drew, and we've got a couple of guys that are going pretty well whose names have been brought up perhaps in some discussions. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. But right now, this is, today, the 5th of March, this is a big, big opportunity for these players to showcase something because maybe they might have a chance to go try to chase a cup.
Exactly. And there's a lot of guys that came in here knowing where they were going to be at the trade deadline, knowing that they were going to be probably on the block. And just like Anthony Duclair is one of them. Anthony's got 14 goals. He's playing his best hockey lately. He is decided because he's been a source of frustration for the coaching staff. He's been a source of frustration for himself. But he's decided, I just need to be better. He's taken the option of, hey, I can be more engaged and more committed in all three zones. And we have seen that from him. And that commitment in all three zones has turned into goals. And he'll be definitely one of the teams that somebody, one of the guys that the teams will look at and go, hey, with his speed and his tenacity and his shot and his ability to score, that would be a great guy for us to add. If you're Vegas looking at trying to replace Stone, he'd be a guy you'd look at. If you are Vancouver looking for that next little energy shot, he'd be a guy you'd look at.
What about the New York Rangers?
If you're the Rangers, if you're Carolina, top teams will be looking at him. That's just simple as that. Overall, there's a couple of other guys certainly that probably won't be here after March 8th. But they knew that coming in. So what you want to do and what the Sharks are continuing to do is build up assets, because that's the way out of this. Look at what Detroit did. Eight years. And now they're on the cusp of making the playoffs for the first time.
And they got a good team.
And think about how good Detroit and the Sharks were back in the day, right?
Right.
So this is just part of the growing process for this, or the rebuild, excuse me, process of this game.
It's pretty obvious by the people listening to this that you're not 100%. You're grinding it out, too. How long have you been smoking?
I just started. I think it's working out really well for me.
Three packs a day? What's the story?
I started out a little heavy. Maybe I got to cut it back a little bit.
Drew's going to be fine. Don't worry about it, folks. Everything is going to be all right. And tonight, everything is going to be all right against the Dallas Stars, too. I really thought that, we were listening and talking to Daryl Ray, who is a good observer of the game. And he talked about how difficult the Sharks made it on the Stars. And he said, boys, if you think this is going to be an easy 2 points, you've got a second thought coming. And also, he had a nice little note about Magnus Krona. Of course, he looks at the goalies because he used to play goalie. But he called him the Swedish timepiece, which is another nice way to put it with the name Krona. We said that Magnus Krona technically means big time, which is another way to do it. But how about that, the Swedish timepiece? I like that.
I love it. Daryl Ray is one of the best color commentators in the National Hockey League. His vocabulary is extraordinary. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a lightness to his game. And he's very, very smart when it comes to looking at players, but especially goalies.
Well, let's look at this game against the Dallas Stars, because I think one of the vulnerabilities of the Sharks is they're facing a team that's one of the best face-off clubs in the league. And, you know, when you lose a draw on the penalty kill, I seem to remember one happening recently where all of a sudden you have a sniper that puts it in the back of the net. That puts the responsibility on the defensive players, not to say that you don't have confidence your team's going to win a draw, because Nico Sturm is certainly doing well. Yeah. You don't have Tomas Hertl. That really hurts. You don't have Logan Couture, even, who's improved in that department. That really hurts your ability to win the majority of the draws in any game. However, having said all that, when you think that you may lose the draw, you got to be prepared for that whenever you have a face-off in the defensive zone. You got to front those guys so that way the goaltender, you're helping your goaltender out a little bit. But how do you do that without screening him?
That's Robertson's goal, right? Is that Robertson's goal?
I'm afraid so.
Yeah. What he did on that goal was pretty clever. It was, first of all, the face-off win. You lose it that clean, you're going to be in trouble, especially a man down. And they went out to block it. But Robertson takes a little bit of a change. He changes just a little bit, kind of stutter steps to the middle on that one, changes the angle of his shot, and he snipes it. But Robertson is incredibly, incredibly talented. But you're right. The only option you have is to get out and try to block it, or hope your goalie makes the save.
And that they'll depend on for Kaapo Kähkönen to make the stops tonight against Dallas. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Brett Hedekin and I will have the call on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.